From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, September 8, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that on September the 6th, Catskill Town officials said Central Hudson Gas and Electric Company will replace 7,500 feet of natural gas line in Jefferson Heights beginning this month. The project is expected to take 3 months to complete. The work will be done on Jefferson Heights between Austin Acres and Main Street, Main Street between Jefferson Heights and Old Main Street, Old Main Street and on Allen Street between Main Street and Route 9W Ramp. The price tag for the gas line replacement is expected to be $12 million and will be funded by the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation. Mary Beth Bianconi, Senior Project Manager for Delaware Engineering, noted the work has already begun on Route 23B. Bianconi said a project information sheet will be mailed to residents living in the sewer district. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Advocates for the Hudson Fair and Equal Campaign have announced a referendum to amend the city charter and end the existing weighted vote system will appear on the November ballot. On Wednesday, September the 7th, members of the campaign presented City Clerk Tracy Delaney with the needed signatures to place the matter before the voters on Election Day. According to a press release from Fair and Equal, the number of signatures presented was more than double what was required. The group is proposing new ward boundaries to be drawn, and that each member of Common Council be given one vote, replacing the current system based on ward population. If approved, the new rules would take effect in 2018. Previously, the Hudson Common Council voted against voting on the measure. Robert Downing is reporting in the Times Union that the Columbia County Sheriff's Office is requesting the public's help in finding a missing woman. Haley B. Schmidt, 21, of Pumpkin Hollow Road in Copeg, was last seen on Friday, September the 2nd, on Green Street in Greenport. Schmidt is white, 5'7", and weighs about 125 pounds. She has green eyes and blonde hair. When last seen, she was wearing black jeans, a blue shirt, and a blue Lacoste baseball cap. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Criminal Investigation Branch at 518-828-4316 or 518-828-3344. Brenda J. Lyons reports in the Albany Times Union that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency designated contaminated areas in the village of Hoosick Falls on September the 7th as a proposed federal Superfund site. The announcement came during the second day Albany legislators held hearings about New York's water in general and Hoosick Falls in particular. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Carrie Allen reports in the Chatham Courier that New Lebanon has received a federal grant for sidewalks in the town, but never finished the project. At a September 13th town board meeting, town supervisor Colleen Teal said a decision will be made to either finish the sidewalks or pay back the grant. New Lebanon will either go with a reduced sidewalk plan from the Valley Plaza to Easy Mart to Tilden Plaza. That would require $13,000 up front with 80% federal funding, and the sidewalks would be built over 20 years. Otherwise, the town would pay back the $80,450.20 federal money and possibly $5,000 more in state reimbursements. The town has already spent $34,475.40 on the sidewalks. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Casey Seeler reports in Capital Confidential that moments before the beginning of the second legislative water quality hearing, the Cuomo administration released a letter to the chief administrator of the Federal Environmental Protection Agency asking it to close a loophole so more small towns get water testing. Water systems serving less than 10,000 people are exempt from the unregulated contaminant monitoring rule. At a first water hearing in Hoosick Falls, Cuomo administration officials testifying pointed fingers at the EPA, and this appears to be another shot in that battle. Cuomo also announced he will introduce legislation to increase testing in the state's estimated 1.1 million private wells. Before the beginning of the state's first water hearing on August 30th in Hoosick Falls, Cuomo administration released a similar letter calling on EPA to pay for water cleanup efforts in Rensselaer County. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that on September the 7th, while legislators held hearings about the state's water quality issues, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill making it safe to drink alcohol on Sunday mornings in New York State. Cuomo signed the brunch bill, amending the state's alcoholic beverage control laws to allow restaurants and bars to serve alcohol at 10 a.m. on Sundays. Currently, alcohol sales are curtailed until noon. The state alcohol laws also allow wine sales in growlers and let liquor stores sell gift wrapping and gift bags. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Jeanette Wolfberg reports that enrollment in Columbia County Public Schools fell by over 6.5% from 2011 to 2014. At the same time, the number of students classified as economically disadvantaged rose by more than 14%, according to New York State Education Department's Student Information Repository System, SIRS. In 2014-2015, there were 7,076 students attending schools in Chatham, Germantown, Hudson, Ichabod Crane, New Lebanon, and Taconic Hill school districts, with the student enrollment dropping the most in New Lebanon and the least in Ichabod Crane. There were 3,398 economically disadvantaged students in the schools in 2014-15. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers and thunderstorms for today, mainly afternoon. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 88 degrees. For Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 69. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. And on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 2 p.m., it will be partly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m., then a chance of showers after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 66 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:29 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:15 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 8th day of September 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.